We didn't do much work, more play, but they got to see, they didn't know people could live out in the middle of nowhere, but we had a good time.
So.
We enjoy each other, but there's competition. We just want to do what's best for the team and this organization and get that championship. That's our one goal.
Do you feel as comfortable as you look every repetition, every season that's going on in terms of fitting in as a real good NFL
receiver? Oh, yeah, I feel real comfortable. It's every day, every year, it gets better, and it's just confidence. Being comfortable with the playbook, A-Rod, the other receivers and coaches, and just totally understanding what they want. It's one thing to know what route you have, and then it's another thing to know how to run it versus certain things. And that's just where you develop and get a feel for A-Rod and now Flynn and just getting, I don't know, that comfort level there and the confidence with each other.
Final question here. They feed you pretty good over there at St. Robert?
It's good stuff. I mean, like, yeah, it's hard to keep the weight. I mean, it's... I usually struggle keeping weight in training camp because they go over there, have the good food. They need to stop putting desserts on the table because they look too good and you can't eat them right now. So, but it's good stuff. They're great people over there helping us out, and they're too nice.
Jordy, is it good that Aaron Rodgers is going to you and looking to you? I mean, you've seemed like you've been catching everything coming your way in training camp.
It's always good when they throw to you. But, no, it's with our training camp schedule right now, you're going to get your routes and your reps and everything else. So you just got to go out, run your routes, and get open. And if they throw you the ball, like you said, make the most of it, catch the ball, and keep moving forward. So every day is a new day. We got a lot more practices and reps to come, so just got to keep working at it.
What did you do in the offseason that makes you so strong right now? I mean, you're catching everything thrown your way. I mean, you got stick them on your hands.
I can't tell you that. nothing special. Just went. I was back in Kansas for that whole month of July. Worked out, had a jugs machine. Just stayed on top of everything. Kept catching the ball. I mean, it looks easy, but it's a lot of focus and just making sure you're paying attention to what's going on and not worried about anything else. So it's just staying in shape so you're not getting tired, and then you're on top of your game.
Coach McCarthy said the defense was kind of owning the offense today. Is that your view?
No. That's the tough thing about training camp. I don't know how you ever determine a good practice. Someone's got to lose at some point in time. But I think it's even. We're going back and forth. It's fun, and it'll continue to get more fun because we get tired of each other, and it becomes a little more rowdy out there.
All right, thank you.
Already on a couple plays so far, it seems like Aaron Hicks deep passes. Do you like being a deep threat? Do you think that's something that might be emerging as this year?
Whatever they want. It doesn't matter. It's just that's just how it happens. Everyone's all over the playbook from short routes, deep routes, inside, outside positions. So it just happens that play. He throws it, and that's how it all turns out. So, but I'm good with whatever they want to do. If they want me to run deep, I'll run deep every time.
I know Donald was talking in the offseason that you guys really want to get those yak yards back up this year. Has that kind of been a focus for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a focus all offseason, and we're doing different drills to emphasize it, and we get hounded on every day about blocking. That's the main thing. Just because you don't catch the ball, the play's not over. You got to turn up field, go get a block, and bust the long one. So that's what we're still striving for. We struggle at a little bit because we're trying to make it through practice. So it's tough to run after the ball's thrown, but you got to focus on that. Just take about 5 or 10 yards at a time and keep moving forward.
Total threat on the offensive side of the ball. Seems like the jolt going around. Is there enough balls to keep everybody happy this year?
Hey, it don't matter the amount of balls. It's all the W's. If we win, we're all happy. That's all that matters. And if we bring that Super Bowl trophy back, then I'll have zero catches if that's what it takes. I just want that trophy.
Mike's talked several times about how much he's improved. And do you feel like you've made a jump this offseason?
I do. It's just another offseason. More practices, more reps with A-Rod, Matt, and just – like I said, it's you can know the playbook, know the route, but it's more about how to run a certain route against a certain cover, certain leverage, certain people, and you just develop. You get used to these defensive backs. You get used to the defensive backs you're going to play in a game. So you learn what to do against certain people. It's just a whole comfort level and confidence. And great people like Greg Jennings and Donald Driver teaching you things.
Do you think it's more of the mental side?
A lot of it is. I mean, the less thinking you do, the faster you can play, the better off you'll be. So, I mean, like a lot of these young guys, I mean, we've all been through it. You start thinking a lot. You're thinking more than you are running. You think you're running fast, but you're thinking so much about your route that you're not running that fast and not doing what you did in college because you're so comfortable. So it takes some time, and you just got to keep working at it.